Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello there, and welcome to this Thursday edition of our program. I am delighted that you are joining us. We are in the midst of something really historic for Derek Prince Ministries. This series that we're in this week and also last week, called The Basics of Deliverance, has never been broadcast before. Can you believe it? Derek Prince taught it at conferences and wrote about it, but never was it broadcast. And so this is the first time that this two-week series on deliverance has ever been broadcast. And what a ride it has been. What a glorious survey through the Word of God. Derek Prince paid a huge price to bring this to the body of Christ and to help pioneer it with some others. And I'm so thankful that he did, because we learn now as we look at the scriptures that it really is very basic. As C.S. Lewis said, mere Christianity. You know, it's funny how what is radical for one generation of Christians becomes relatively commonplace for the next generation of Christians. And I guess that's just the role of pioneers, to help bring truths that are exceptional in one era into the mainstream in another era. And I'm so thankful for that. Many of us have been set free. Derek has been teaching us about how the demonic gains entrance into our lives, about how we get delivered, about how we stay delivered, and about how sometimes we miss our deliverance because of certain things that we do. Today, Derek is going to talk about seven ways to keep our deliverance. That is a thrilling truth, that we can get it, that we can keep it, that we can glorify God in it. Let's listen as Derek teaches us.
All right, one last topic: how to keep your deliverance. Okay, this, I usually don't have time to teach on this. Let me say that I have a series of six cassettes called Deliverance and Demonology, which are available to all of you. This final cassette is Seven Ways to Keep Your Deliverance. So if I don't cover it in detail, anyhow. Number one, make Jesus Lord. Okay? Normally at the end of a deliverance service, I'll tell the people who've been delivered, don't you go out of this auditorium until you've made Jesus Lord of every area of your life. You remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12? When the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he walks through dry places seeking rest. Then he says, I will return to my house. What does he mean by my house? The person he occupies. And when he comes, he finds it three things: empty, swept, and set in order. What's the problem? No problem with having the house swept. No problem with having the house set in order. What's the problem? Empty, unoccupied. No one else has been allowed to move in. There's only one person strong enough to keep the devil out of your life. You know who that is? Jesus. Every area Jesus occupies is safe, but any area where he is not Lord is unsafe. Have you ever driven through the United States about 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening looking for a motel to spend the night? You're looking for one word in red neon letters. What is it? Vacancy. That's right. And when you see that, you know you can get in. Well, in the spiritual world, any area of your personality which is not totally given to the Lordship of Jesus has got that red neon letter sign, vacancy. And the enemy knows he's welcome. And when he comes in, he's liable to bring with him seven others worse than himself. All right, number two. I'm going to just put briefly, garment of praise. The scripture says, God has given us a garment of praise in place of the spirit of heaviness. Is that right? You see, when you are praising the Lord, you bother the devil more than he can bother you. Let me relate this briefly. Years back, before I've gotten to this ministry of deliverance, I was just pastoring an ordinary sort of Pentecostal church in London. We had two Russian Jewesses who had marvelously escaped from Russia, been saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit, and my first wife and I were praying with them, and they really believed in praising the Lord. I mean, they were not reticent. They said in Russia, the Baptists praise the Lord much louder than the Pentecostals outside Russia. And so there we were having a good time with the Lord, and there was a ring at the bell, and when I went to answer it, there was one of my lady church members there leading her husband by the hand. And she said, "This is my husband. He's just come out of prison. He has a demon." Well, that was unwelcome news to me, because I didn't know what to do about demons. But I couldn't refuse the man, so I took the couple up where we were all praying. And I said, "We'll pray. You know, that's a safe coverall. It's always spiritual to pray. Sometimes it doesn't produce any results, but at least you sound good." So we went on praying, and these Russian sisters, they didn't care about anybody. They were praising the Lord. So this man sidled up to me and he said, "There's too much noise. I'm going." Well, I didn't premeditate my answer, but I gave him the right answer. I said, "Listen, the one who doesn't like the noise is the devil, because we're praising Jesus. You've got two options. If you go now, the devil will go with you. If you stay, the devil will go without you." He said, "I'll stay." And about 10 minutes later, without anything further happening that I was aware of, he came up to me, he said, "It's just left. I felt it leave my throat." Well, that was such a demonstration to me how much the devil dislikes the praises of Jesus. If you put on the garment of praise, he'll stay away from you, because you embarrass him more than he can embarrass you.
You know, if you have never given your life to Jesus Christ, but you're sitting here listening to this teaching, I want you to know that you only have authority over the demonic once you've completely submitted your life to Jesus, once you have confessed to him that you believe he died for your sins and that God raised him again and that you want him to take up residence in your life. But the good news is you can do that right now and be translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
It's one of the most misunderstood aspects of Christian living, a topic shrouded in controversy and cloaked in fear. Perhaps that's why so few Christians ever manage to separate biblical fact from myth and fantasy. The subject, demons and demonic oppression. That's why we have combined two of Derek Prince's most helpful teachings on the subject, one a book, and the other, an audio series, to create one powerful resource for believers of all maturity levels. In these startling yet reassuring teachings, built upon more than 35 years of study and active ministry and deliverance, Derek Prince exposes the truth about demons and brings you proven biblical keys for battling those he calls your invisible enemies. The book, They Shall Expel Demons, has served as the gateway to freedom and authority for tens of thousands. And the 6-CD audio series titled Deliverance and Demonology brings you clear keys to receiving deliverance and permanent freedom, as well as how to share that freedom with others. If you or those you love struggle with nagging, lingering problems, this may be your key to freedom. Learn how to receive the keys to deliverance and walk in the freedom Jesus died to purchase for you. Normally $46.95 when purchased separately. You can get both resources, the 6-CD series and Derek's insightful book, for only $24.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Get the facts and walk in freedom. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us today. We are motoring through a marvelous and historic series by Derek Prince on deliverance. And today he's talking to us about how to keep your deliverance, the things you need to have in your life to keep being set free, to keep walking out the victory that Jesus has granted in your life. Let's listen.
Number 3, put on the full armor of God. That's not an option. Ephesians 1, 6, 14 through 17, as it starts with 12. That's right. Okay. Now, that's all listed for you. I don't have to tell you all about it. Number 4, live by God's word. Matthew 4, 4 says what? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. You cannot live by your feelings. That's the most dangerous thing you can do. You'll be up and down, and every time you get a bad mood, you've opened the door. There's a little list of three F's. Fact, faith, feelings. Okay, now you have to keep them in that order. The facts are in the Word of God. Faith believes the facts, and feelings fall into line. But if you reverse the order and start living by your feelings, you've lost your anchor. You're like a ship adrift without an anchor. Number five, submit to God. And what else? Resist the devil. That's right. I'll put Satan because it's shorter to write. Which is James 4:7. Notice which comes first. Which do you have to do first? Submit to God. If you've submitted to God and you then resist the devil, what does the Bible say will happen? He will what? Flee from you. Do you believe that? But a lot of Christians are actually doing the opposite. They're submitting to the devil and resisting God. You see? Really? Many. All right, number six. I'll put right fellowship. I don't put in more. It matters what kind of fellowship you have. 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, what happens? We have fellowship. If you're out of fellowship, you're out of the light, understand? You're not protected by the blood. The blood only cleanses in the light. And you're going to have some kind of fellowship. Which is it going to be? With the godly or the ungodly? Paul says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Understand? So the fellowship is an acid test of where you're at in your spiritual life. Number seven. I don't know how many I've got. Can I get them all in? I can. Come under discipline. All right. You cannot be a real Christian without being under discipline. Self-discipline, family discipline, governmental discipline, school discipline, church discipline. There are many areas of discipline. But the one who refuses is a rebel. And you know what the Bible says about rebel? 1 Samuel 15:23, rebellion is as witchcraft. The moment you become rebellious, you are exposed to the spirit of witchcraft. Okay? Discipline. Did you get that? For many people today, it's a dirty word. This starts with self-discipline, you understand? Most Christians indulge their moods and their whims and their fancies. You are not free to do that. It's just as dangerous to do that as it is to indulge your sexual impulses. You are not free to do it. Number eight, this is the last one. Make Jesus central. All right? You notice it begins and ends with Jesus. And I'm going to put a scripture there, John 12, what? 31 and 32. Which says, Jesus saying, now is the judgment of this world, and now is the prince of this world cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Notice the order. When Satan is cast out, what's the next thing to do? Lift up Jesus. That's right. Fill the vacuum with Jesus. The driving out of Satan creates a vacuum. It's very important you fill it with the right thing. Focus on Jesus. Do not focus on demons. Don't give the devil too much publicity. He loves it.
You know, it's very instructive for us to see in the scriptures the connection between character issues and our behavior on the one hand and spiritual dynamics on the other. When 1 Samuel 15 and verse 23 says that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, clearly, a heart attitude is almost regarded by God and almost has the spiritual dynamics of being involved in the occult. So helpful to us as we try to walk out the cleanness and the liberation that Jesus has brought into our lives. Some dear friends joining us here in the studio as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
It's one of the most misunderstood aspects of Christian living, a topic shrouded in controversy and cloaked in fear. Perhaps that's why so few Christians ever manage to separate biblical fact from myth and fantasy. The subject, demons and demonic oppression. That's why we have combined two of Derek Prince's most helpful teachings on the subject, one a book and the other an audio series, to create one powerful resource for believers of all maturity levels. In these startling yet reassuring teachings, built upon more than 35 years of study and active ministry and deliverance, Derek Prince exposes the truth about demons and brings you proven biblical keys for battling those he calls your invisible enemies. The book, They Shall Expel Demons, has served as the gateway to freedom and authority for tens of thousands. And the 6-CD audio series titled Deliverance and Demonology brings you clear keys to receiving deliverance and permanent freedom, as well as how to share that freedom with others. If you or those you love struggle with nagging, lingering problems, this may be your key to freedom. Learn how to receive the keys to deliverance and walk in the freedom Jesus died to purchase for you. Normally $46.95 when purchased separately, you can get both resources, the 6-CD series and Derek's insightful book, for only $24.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Get the facts and walk in freedom. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being with us today. Joining me in the studio today are two dear friends. First of all, Christopher Selby, the executive producer of our show and also a grandson of Derek Prince. Chris, always great to have you here.
Thanks, Stephen.
And David Holland, an all-around brilliant guy and also the producer of our show. David, it's always wonderful to have you here in the studio.
Hello, gentlemen.
You know, we've probably got some folks with questions out there. We've actually had some questions sent in. So, Dave, why don't you take us there and help us to find out what's going on? Christopher has a great deal of experience on this, so maybe he can shine some light on this gentleman's question.
Absolutely. We got a letter from a serviceman. I know that's a group of people who are dear and near and dear to your heart, Stephen, as it is to all of us.
Yes.
As they are to all of us. This is from Jeremy, and he writes along the lines of the very subject matter we've been dealing with today. He mentions that he really has appreciated the book, They Shall Expel Demons. It helped him really get some freedom in some areas. But then he says, when I sought advice and help from the church, everyone just kept telling me it was a discipline thing. I've done an honorable tour in the Navy, and I've been in martial arts since I was 10. I'm very familiar with self-discipline. With the lust problem he was dealing with, I hate it and I want to stop, and it's as if someone inside takes over. I'd like to mention that I recently saw an addiction therapist about this. I'm not a lunatic and I'm not bipolar, so I decided to try to expel the demon as per the book, and after an hour of prayer and repentance, I began to cough. I commanded any demons that were in my body to come out. Finally, I coughed so hard that I vomited, and immediately after this, I noticed that the thoughts that I had been having stopped. But I regret to say that I don't think I'm completely free. I know there's more to this. I've had 7 reoccurring nightmares as a child and adult that accurately predicted events in my life like a prophecy. All these nightmares have demons in them. What would you tell him?
Well, he's definitely right that this issue is clearly a demonic issue. There are people out there who do have psychological disorders and mental illness, and that can be an issue as well. And oftentimes those things are also demonic. But what he's dealing with doesn't really seem to be, it's not a discipline problem. And I've had my own discipline problems in my
Sure.
life and my own demonic problems in my life. And there's a clear difference between the two. So he's definitely approached this the right way. But this is the conundrum with this whole issue is, what happens after you receive deliverance. A lot of times there's there can be an ongoing struggle. There can be, as the scripture says, you cast out a demon, well, seven more worse than it are going to return and try to re-enter. And, you know, you're faced with this even more intense attack of the enemy following your deliverance. And this is what we've been hearing today about how to keep your deliverance, how to do this. And, you know, I haven't personally spoken with this young man, so I don't know exactly what he has done or hasn't done along those lines. But it's a reality that we would be remiss if we didn't acknowledge and talk about and say, you know, deliverance is not the magic bullet. It's not the, as Stephen mentioned earlier this week, it's not the, you know, the instant mix powder. You pour the water and you stir it and there's your deliverance and you're going to live happily ever after and never have another problem in any area. That, as we see a lot of times with healing, there's instantaneous healing. People can be miraculously healed of something in a moment. And then there are times where the Lord works this healing in their lives in a process over a period of time. And walking out your deliverance is a very real aspect of this that people need to not overlook at all.
Well, let's talk about what walking out your deliverance actually means. I mean, many people get prayed for. The connection, that power connection between the demonic and their soul is broken. But now they've got to rehabituate, so to speak. They've got to learn new patterns. They've got to let the thoughts, for example, in this case of lust, be replaced by scripture and holy thoughts and noble thoughts and thoughts of other things that are valuable and beautiful in the world. They've got to stop opening themselves to the stimuli that it used to prompt the wrong actions. A person with lust doesn't need to be watching R movies, doesn't need to be looking at some of the magazines that are sort of light porn in a sense, even though it's culturally acceptable, doesn't need to be watching MTV, that kind of thing. In other words, there are other ways of walking out that deliverance that are a matter of having won the big battle. Now you've got to go in with ground troops, so to speak, and take up the territory. And I think that's an extremely important lesson for, especially in this particular area that this gentleman's bringing up. There are multiple hatches that have to be closed.
That's absolutely right. My grandfather tells a story of a man he ministered deliverance to at one point who the origin of these issues had to do with control and manipulation that came through. They were aggravated and originated through his relationship with his mother, that there was this control and manipulation was there. Well, he received this deliverance. And really, the Holy Spirit was very good to guide through a word of wisdom that, you know, you cannot go and be around your mother right now. This is not going to be productive or healthy for you in this condition you're in, immediately following your deliverance, to be in that situation.
Right. You know, guys, I'm aware that we have a lot of people listening right now who have a lot of questions about this very important but very misunderstood topic. That's why we've made a resource available for purchase right now at a very aggressive price so that people can get their hands on this teaching. We're calling it our Freedom and Deliverance Package, and it includes a 6-part CD audio series by Derek called Deliverance and Demonology, as well as a book, the book They Shall Expel Demons by Derek Prince. This is about $46, $47 worth of material. Ordinarily, we're making it available for $24.95. Call or click to get it. You can go online at derekprince.org and you'll see it offered there fairly prominently. And I believe that if anyone who gets their hands on this material will be helped and a lot of their questions will be answered. And most importantly, it'll help them get free and stay free.
In fact, David, the last message of that 6-CD series is How to Keep Your Deliverance, an entire message dedicated to that very topic.
Well, there you go.
That's wonderful. Guys, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Steve.
Listen, that's all the time we have for today. Log on to the website at derekprince.org. You'll find all kinds of resources to help you. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Friday as the legacy continues.
To order the Freedom and Deliverance Package, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Purchase separately the 6-CD series on deliverance and demonology, along with Derek's classic book, Thou Shall Expel Demons, would cost $46.95. Now you can get these powerful resources at the special price of only $24.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.